of Never Thought I'd Say This. I am one of your hosts, Jody Sweeten, along with the fabulous and wonderful.
Oh, Celia Behar. That I didn't know.
Celia. Wait, did you just call yourself Celia? What is wrong?
You know what?
Have I been pronouncing it wrong all these years?
No, it's because I've spoken to like three different Spanish people today, and that's how you say it when you have a Spanish accent.
Right. Well,
but I've been hearing it throughout the day today, so I think it just came out that way. But, you know, I don't know. I don't really care.
Should I now say the great and wonderful Celia Behar?
Yeah, why not? Whatever you want. I don't know. I don't care.
Like in three seasons of our show, that was the first I'd ever heard Celia. And I suddenly felt like maybe I was mispronouncing your name our entire friendship.
No, I mean, no joke. I've had three different like Spanish speaking people I've spoken to in the last like 3 hours before this show. And so I'm it. So it just came out that way right now.
Well, hello, Celia, whatever your name is today. We're glad you're here.
I'm mostly here.
I mean, we're all just mostly here these days, or somewhat here. You know,
Wait, can I just also say, I said this before the show, but you weren't on yet, that I barely slept in the last like 48 hours.
Oh,
because because
Willa.
No, I'm home.
Okay.
Let's not go and wear the dog. Because I have the worst, when I'm about to get my period, I have the worst night sweats ever because I'm not.
Oh my God, I've gotten night sweats too the past 3 nights. What the fuck is happening?
I don't know. I can't handle it. I'm cold.
It's gross. I woke up so clammy and disgusting this morning and then I get cold. And okay, no one told me about this.
Me either.
I'm 39. Nobody told me about this.
I'm almost 38 and it's not good.
Is this happening to our listeners? Like, is this a thing, guys, ladies? Help us. Tell us.
I know I'm old, but you're not. I don't feel like you're old enough to be perimenopausal. Like, what the fuck? Also, before I'm doing yoga, I'm like standing there. We haven't even started, and all of a sudden, I'm like sweating.
You got a hot flash?
Yes.
You got your first hot. Is this your first hot flash?
That I'm really aware of. Yes. I think I may have like kind of had one before, but been like, maybe it's just hot, but you're like kind of hot and cold at the same time.
I'm not going to lie. I'm going to say like 3-4 days ago, I thought I had my first one.
Okay.
I'm losing my, oh my God. That's it. That's
like
it.
Kind of clammy. Up. And then I was like sweating like in between my non-existent boobs.
Dude, when I woke up this morning, well, first of all, I have a blankie that I sleep with. Yes, I have a blankie set up.
Thank you.
Scal knows he gets my blanket out every night and he makes fun of me because I leave it in the closet like outside of the bedroom. And he's like, because that makes so much sense because you use it every night. You should totally not keep it in the bedroom.
Why do you do that?
Because it doesn't look right on the bed. It doesn't match the thing. It doesn't work. Okay.
And under the bed, you weirdo.
No, but I don't want it under the bed. I like it on top of the bed because I like to wrap it around like myself.
Yeah, I have one of those too.
Anyway. So I always think it's like just the blanket, right? I'm like, oh, I must just be getting really hot. And we leave the window open sometimes. So I'm like, oh, I must be like getting a chill from the window. And then I'm like hot under the blanket. So I woke up like in a puddle. I was like, this is gross.
I was up every hour, baby hour. Yeah. What the, what? Not kidding. Like I was like,
I'm done.
That's God. And then I'm freezing 5 seconds. Cause I'm like, fine, throw the curtain.
Well, because then you're sweaty and your body is doing what it does when it sweats, which is cools off. And then your body wants to sweat more. I know. Well, that's it. I'm shriveling up. My ovaries are dying.
Mine are dying faster. And here's the other thing. If this is happening, I just need it to happen so I can at least like not have my period because I don't really feel like this is fair. Like
just that in between
something.
Like, we're gonna just, yeah.
You know, either I can still have kids or I can't, but like, don't make it so that I know I can't have kids, which I can't because I'm too old and I'm getting all these other symptoms, but also I get my period.
Right. So, it's like all of the worst things all wrapped in one. It's not fair.
You men have no idea. No idea how lucky they have it.
Can I just tell you, speaking about men,
ugh, do we have to?
No. I have an awesome man story.
Okay.
Because my boyfriend is amazing and I have to call him out for this. He is very smart also.
Yes.
And grew up with a single mom, so he knows how this works. Zoe and I are like synced up, right? So this poor man.
Oh God.
Right. He's just got, you know, three girls, a female dog, and two of us are on our periods at the same time. So he now like kind of pays attention to when I'm, and he's like, oh, okay. he came home the other day with chocolate snacks, chocolate bars, Nutella.
Oh my God.
Little like pretzel things to dip in them, all except for me and Zoe. He was like, here. Here's your little, like, he gets this ice cream some month. Like, he will make sure that we have, make sure I have Swedish fish or something.
And he made you, like, those skillet cinnamon bun things. Oh. Which you can tell him I want to know where the fuck are mine, because I need some of those. What
they're,
the hell?
They're so easy to make. There's, you know what we should do? We should post the recipe. I should totally post the recipe for him, because they were delicious. And they were, like, butter-soaked biscuits with brown sugar and apple pie.
Wow. They looked pretty amazing. Now I'm hungry.
We should start our own cooking show. I mean, I can't cook. I cook terribly, but.
I was like, how's that going to go? I cook a lot. I really like to cook, actually.
I think, you know what it is? I'm just hungry. All I've had is a yogurt.
I've had some coffee.
Now I'm hungry. So now I'm thinking about food.
All right. Do you have a never thought I'd? I have one, but it doesn't really tie into anything that we said we were going to talk about today. And I know you've got airing of grievances, and you really do have a never thought I'd.
Mine is not a real never thought I'd, but it sort of ties in. I never thought that I'd have to call my friends the next morning and be like, oh, by the way, no, my kids actually aren't trying to murder each other in the middle of the night. I didn't think that I'd ever have to do that. And you know what the story is.
I do, but you should tell it.
Yeah, I never thought I'd have to, like, you know. I just didn't think that was, like, on the menu of things, like, oh, calling your friend and being like, hey, yeah, I know the kids were, like, you know, on FaceTime and got into it last night, but, like, don't worry, they're fine, everyone's alive. So
yes.
So on Saturday, the girls were getting along, everybody was fine, you know, whatever. Saturday nights, they get to stay up until midnight together. They do makeup, they do whatever,
fine. Right.
And I had gone to sleep. Mm-hmm. I was gone to sleep. The kids were up on FaceTime, apparently, with their other, with a mutual friend of ours.
Uh-huh.
He was on with her friend, and Zoe wound up on with some other friends of ours. And apparently a melee breaks out. I don't know. I don't know what the fuck it was over. It probably something as unimportant as like a Disney Wii character. I don't know. Something stupid, right?
It doesn't
matter. Nothing that required the amount of bullshit that took place. Okay. So now, mind you, I slept through it. I guess they were like being quiet about it, which both terrifies me and, you know,
yeah.
I'm like, well, at least I got some sleep. Now, but they are on FaceTime. Apparently, they get into a melee. B winds up with a scratch on her face. She scratches Zoe's arm, whatever. B locks herself in the bathroom. Zoe's trying to get into the bathroom. So B decides to FaceTime her friend crying. Yeah. And being like, my sister's abusing me. My sister's abusing me. This is abuse. I'm scared for my life. I'm like, oh my God. Right? I don't hear about any of this till the next fucking day. Because I wake up the next day to a text message and missed call from my friend. Now, mind you, my phone was on silent next to the bed. The children, no one came up and woke, like, nothing. You know.
I don't know why that is. That's insane.
So I wake up to a phone call and a text message I get a text message from B that says, Zoe, I'm being abused. I was like, what?
Sorry.
And then a phone call from Denise and then a text message from Denise that says, B just called us from the bathroom and Zoe won't let her out. And she says she's abused. I'm like, oh my God. You've got to be fucking kidding me. Happy Saturday, Sunday morning to me. Like, so of course I'm like, oh my God. Now, mind you, they're asleep by this time. It's, you know, 8 a.m. on a Sunday. They're fine now. I'm now horrified and pissed because I'm like, what are you two doing to each other? What is wrong with you? So I call Denise. She's like, it's fine. It's fine. You know, she tells me this. She's like, it's actually okay. Like, Lily was on. It all got handled. It's fine. You know, when I finally talked to B, she was like, I mean, it was maybe being a little over dramatic. But, you know, they did get in a fight. So there was that. But, like, I tried to explain. I was like, you guys, do you realize you involved, like, an entire other house full of people into your bullshit?
Yeah.
And I was mortified because I'm like, that's not what you do. Like, we don't, you know, and just thinking about, like, that's, you can't possibly do that. And so I called you, of course, and I was like, you're never going to believe what the fuck happened. I mean, thank God, you know, I guess it could have been worse. I could have woken up to an email from CPS like, hey, we're coming to, you know, it's like, just come spend some time at your house. I mean, I don't know.
Well, as Rachel and Emily pointed out, like, B could have called 911.
Right. I mean, any number of things could have happened, like, in an overdramatic, what the fuck are you doing? So, you know, and again, not to minimize her feelings of, like, her sister's being, you know, an asshole. But I also know then B loses it and attacks like an angry badger and goes and starts clawing and biting. Like, you know, so, and I'm like, okay, so B now tells me, she's like, well, it's a little overdramatic, whatever. And then I'm like, Zoe, what are you doing? What's wrong? Then I watch Zoe, like, I watch her push her sister, do something. They're in it again. Mm-hmm. And I call her on. I'm like, you can't do this. What are you doing? What do you mean? What am I doing? What did I do? I didn't do anything. I'm like, I just watched you. No, you didn't. I didn't do that. And I'm like, oh my God, I'm being gaslit by my own child. And you start to, and I'm like, maybe I am too hard on her. Maybe it's me. No, I know what I saw. So like, they just, you know, I was horrified and mortified. I'm sure any other mother of a teen out there knows that feeling, but it was like one of my first moments of being like, oh my God, somebody else's parents had a call and be like, hey, this happened.
Are you looking at my sparkly earrings? I know you are.
I am, because they're really cute and like they look beautiful. They look really expensive.
You'd think that they were, but they are not so expensive because they are by Ana Luisa, our new favorite jewelry line that I can't stop going to.
Oh my gosh. I love those. The little snakes that I got, I get so many compliments on them. So many.
Do you make sure to tell people that they're from Ana Luisa and that everything there is carbon neutral? Because that's, I'm a dork with that kind of stuff, you know?
You know me. I'm like constantly talking about, like, you know, how carbon neutral they offset things. There's limited batches and that the price points are unreal for the quality of jewelry that you get.
Yeah. They're using all raw materials, which is, you know, kind of amazing because lots of places don't do things like that. And I like jewelry, as you know, I like jewelry so much that I just constantly want to buy new stuff, but I, you know, don't really want to go bankrupt doing it. So the fact that they have fair prices with jewelry starting at $39 and there's no luxury markup, like, that's pretty amazing to me.
Oh yeah. I mean, jewelry has always been problematic in terms of how it's sourced, how it's created, all of that kind of stuff, but they offset 100% of their carbon emissions, starting from the sourcing of their raw materials all the way to the disposal of their pieces. So, you know, like I always say, you know, when you're purchasing from companies like this, you know that you're getting something good and you're also doing something good for the planet. So you can be responsible with your shopping.
Exactly. Be responsible. I mean, listen, you're getting exceptional quality for long lasting pieces, and they're all crafted with care from the best noble metals. And they offer a 365-day warranty to replace or refund any piece that does not meet your expectations. Come on. Who does that? No one.
Yeah. So if you too want some amazing jewelry like this, if you want to get compliments, if you want to feel like you're doing good for the planet and also looking beautiful at the same time, then you can go to analuisa.com/saythis and you can go treat yourself and your loved ones with a unique gift and get 10% off at www.analuisa.com/saythis. That's analuisa.com/saythis. And I 100% recommend them. They are a great brand. They make beautiful, sustainable jewelry. So go check out analuisa.com/saythis for 10% off for a little gifty for yourself or maybe someone else or maybe both.
Yeah. Put a little sparkle in your life. Like I put a little sparkle on my ears. See what I did there?
Yeah. You're so sparkly. That's how I would describe you for sure. So I told you the story and then, but you have to tell the story because it made me feel so much better for so many reasons, because, which I'll get into after you tell the story.
Oh God. Okay.
It's a great one.
Well, first of all, it's funny that you were like, I never thought I'd have to say that, you know, because to me, as soon as you were telling it, and I know I like was trying to keep it together, but then I kind of started laughing because really, like, this is what having siblings is. And they fight. My sister and I used to do shit like that all the time. And having teens and the fact that they have access to phones makes it worse, I suppose. That being said, I have like more stories like this, but the one that I told you yesterday, which I just always like stood out in my mind because I'm like, my mom must have been so fucking mortified also, was that my friend Christine.
Not Lakin.
No, not Lakin. she wouldn't care. Right. We're still friends. So she came over, we had a sleepover, probably around Zoe's age. And with all my friends, a lot of us had siblings like that were all the same age too.
Right.
So they all, you know, everyone had like each other's phone numbers.
Right.
And we had like an upstairs kids line in my house.
Uh-huh.
That phone, you know, what at one point had been like on the wall, but my older sister had like moved it into, you know, like made it so that you could take it with the cord and like
right,
go
right, right. With the like 900 foot cord.
Exactly. So she was at her own sleepover, Lori, and it was me and Christine. And we had, you know, I, for whatever reason, we were probably like prank calling people. Honestly, it was like in my room.
As you do.
Yeah. And so we'd gone into Julie's room and kidnapped her. Like, that's what we like set out to do. Like, we're like, let's go get Julie and like,
yeah, right. They do it to be, she snatches right. her out of her bed.
That's what we did. We took her out of her bed and she's like, you know, and she was really little, like in stature. And we brought her into my room and we tied her to my desk chair.
With what sounds like horrific tassel belts, by the way. The way you described them, that like your grandfather used to make
belts. Yes, my grandfather.
Yes,
my grandfather had a fashion business. He made like belts and jewelry and all kinds of like tchotchkes. And he used to make these belts that, honest to God, looked like they were like rope and they had tassels at the end. They looked like they would tie a curtain. And right. like, and they were satiny. So for whatever reason, we were like obsessed with them. And so he'd right. always give us the samples. So we had these tassel, I had all these tassel belts and bandanas that he'd make. And we tied Julie to this chair. And she's like not having it. And my room was at the far end of the house. And my parents right. were on the other side. My mom, Harvey wasn't even in the picture yet. And like, she had two doors, you know, to study in between with the door. Like there's
right.
no.
That, yeah. Right.
We went down, we were like, I don't know why we didn't think to gag her. We went downstairs to like get snacks to basically like, I think maybe rub them in her face.
You're like, oh man, tying that child to a chair.
We need
some pretzels.
My sister managed to like hop her way over.
And you know, what if she fell over it? Why is this reminding me of that scene from Fargo?
Yes, it's sort of like that. Like she did, she like hopped her way over. Like almost like she would have like tipped herself over.
Right.
Had the phone not been on a desk, which it was on my desk. And she managed to get the phone like off with her, you know, because also we didn't tie our hands behind her back. We tied them in front because we're idiots. So she managed to get the phone and dial her.
Really, friend. Really not impressive.
Again, we were like 12 years old. What do we know? I do it much different.
Thank God you didn't. Otherwise, it would have really actually been way more horrific. So listen,
when I tie up my own children, I'm much more adept.
Just kidding. No one's getting tied.
No one's tying them up. Anyway, so she managed to call her friend Joey, which was Christine's younger brother. But it was like midnight. So of course, to be like, your sister's hurting me.
Right.
But of course, she got her parents. And so they called my mom, who flew like two doors, push, push, you know, coming down in her negligee, which she slept in all the time. And I,
this was an important detail that you left
out. I did leave
yesterday.
That out yesterday. That's, I remember it later.
That changes my entire mental picture of this story. Yep. And now it's so much better. It's, and yeah. I didn't think it could get better, but now it's
in her satiny negligee, furious. Like, what the hell are you guys doing? Like, screaming at us. Unties Julie, who's like, at this point, half crying, but also doing the like, like over my.
She hurt me. Yeah. Right. Exactly. Yeah. And like, giving to this mom's guy, like,
fuck you, you know? Right. So we're like, we're sorry. And my mom's mortified and she's got to like make it up. And Christine, you know, like, we have to, you know, do we send you home? The whole thing. We work it out. No, let her stay. We'll be good. So of course my mom is like this, I'm so angry, but kind of, you know, keeps together, storms back to her room. We probably waited all of like 20 minutes before we like went into, you know, Julie's room, and we're both like in her face with flashlights being like, you are such a tattletale. Like
further traumatizing poor Julie and solidifying her fear of flashlights forever. Now, like, what?
Seriously. Like, what did we think we were going to do with her? We're going to leave her there all night? Like, honestly, like, what was the point?
Why are you asking me? I didn't tie anyone to a chair. What was the point? And then you went to go get snacks.
We went and got snacks.
You guys planned this really poorly.
It was really poor planning.
I have to say, though, thank God for the children's poor execution.
Right.
And their ability to... like FaceTime people.
Yep.
Or record their stupidity on Instagram, which is another favorite of Zoe's right now, where she's swearing up and down that she's in class, but then posts a picture on her Instagram of her like watching something on her computer with her screen open in the background to like her teacher, and then like watching some shitty reality show and like having a glass of juice, and she's like, oh, the quality life. I'm like, you do realize I see this, right?
I'm sorry, but that's...
I'm like, are you in math? Oh, yeah. I'm like, then why are you watching fucking 90 Day Fiancé or whatever? What is that? What are you doing?
You just like it and comment on the post? Because that's what I would do.
But they're stories, so they don't get... I definitely comment on ones that are public for everyone sometimes now, though, and it's super embarrassing to her. She's like...
Okay. I love that. Like, what are you know, doing? Thank God we didn't have any of that stuff. Because like I said to you, like the amount of things that like... my sister and I did together or to each other or with a friend. Like, you know, my mom got calls about us. We had to call, you know, think of all the sleepovers we had with like multiple girls where someone got in a fight and then they called their mom.
Do you remember the hell of a sleepover?
Yes.
I mean, I do, only because I've been now on the other side of them. And let me tell you, if you think it's bad as a middle schooler, it's even worse as the parent of one.
So much worse. So much worse.
I remember my mom dreading sleep. I was always like, yeah, let's have a sleepover. My mom was always like, oh, God. Like, and I could never figure out why it was that she didn't like them so much. And then now looking back on it, it's because every time.
Yeah, people get in a fight.
People fought. There was crying. Yep. Two people are off in a corner crying. Somebody's braiding somebody's hair. Somebody else wants up their on mom. Each other.
Yep.
Right. And that, yep. Like, ugh.
Yep. I don't, I never liked sleepovers, in part because I don't sleep well in general. So that's like my issue. But yeah, I mean, I think we've had just a few of my, I mean, your kids. And Denise's honestly are right. About the only sets that but I'll let
you. I want to tell you though, what did honestly gave me huge hope for your Julie story was I was like, okay, they were friends though. At some point.
We were always best friends. Even when we did that to each other, we were best friends. Like even when we did
horrible all the time too, but I think I think B's got that like, what is it? Munchausen? No, Stockholm.
Stockholm.
Like, because here's what...
Then she really did, too.
Because then you put that in the happened later in the night. Later Sunday, right? Uh-huh. Again, they get into it. I'm sick of the bullshit. I finally go in to clean some dishes because everyone's saying it's not my dish. And I'm like, well, it's not my fucking dish either, but here I am, you know? So I'm angrily cleaning a dish, as we do as mothers. And I think, like, moms really have a way of angrily...
I know, yep.
And so I hear the back door like slide open and then it slides shut, but I didn't like hear any, like it seemed like the door didn't open long enough. I don't know. I had my suspicions.
Uh-oh.
And what really solidified those suspicions was then B about 30 seconds later. So I'm in the kitchen and I can't see the couch from where I'm standing or the table like around the corner, you know, but B starts asking me questions. Hey mom, why do you think Zoe's such an asshole sometimes?
Like that?
That was her first question. And I said, well, I don't think that Zoe is an asshole because let me tell you why I said that.
Because I knew
that Zoe was in the room putting her sister up to these questions to see what I was going to say. So the line of questioning continues. And B is acting so concerned with my treatment of Zoe that I'm like,
oh my God,
bullshit. What is she? So I'm over there, you know, cleaning the dish. And Zoe B's like, I mean, you know, maybe sometimes like you could just be like a little nicer, maybe.
Oh my God.
I don't know. And I'm like, what has she done to you? Done. B comes over to the counter. Now she's kind of behind me. So now I can see B, but I still can't see the other side of the room where I suspect Zoe's hiding. So I said something about like kind of snarky or whatever. And Zoe pops up from behind the table. That's what I thought you'd say. And I can't believe you. And I was like, I knew you were here. I knew it. And then I turned to B and I said, and shame on you for trying to set me up to put my foot in my mouth to say some shit in front of her to make her mad. And she was like, she told me to do it. I was like, I know she told you to do it. I know she did. But why did you? I don't know. And I was like,
oh God.
She's being abused. No, no, but well, like, but I was like, why would you?
I don't know. Because sisters do that for each other.
You know.
Like they do.
They always do. One of them or the other will come in and start asking me about the other one. And the second they show any sort of like, any sort of interest in how the other one is being treated unfairly, I know something is up.
Right.
Something is up. They can't, this can't possibly be true, real, or actually happening. There's some ulterior motive. And there always is. One of them is like around the corner waiting for me to say something that they can just hold against me forever.
Well, you know what I say to my kids all the time when they pull that kind of stuff, trying to be like, who's your favorite? Who's your favorite? Right. I stole it from Julie, which is anytime any of that comes up, I'm like, listen, I hate you both the same. I always am like, that's where we're, I mean, maybe, you know, for different reasons, but in the end, it equals out. My hate right. for the both of you.
Just, I mean, you just got to like make them watch a movie like Sophie's Choice and then just look them at the end and be like,
we are Jewish. It could happen. Which
well, but I mean, I would just be like, look, who wants to be the favorite? I'm just saying.
Yeah. Who's going to start
competing here? Oh, but cool. It was, oh God, it like, you know, and then like the grades started on getting done and the thing, like, I'm just exhausted. And you sent me a great article that it's basically what our show is about most of the time, but it was a really great article in the New York Times.
Yep. Actually posted it on Facebook.
Yeah, you posted it. Maybe we should post it to our, thought I'd say this.
We should.
I can't because it's a great.
It's about moms and burnout.
It basically. Says the primal scream, which I was like, yes, the primal scream, America's mothers are in crisis. Is anyone listening to them? And I haven't gotten to read this entire thing yet, but you know, it says by now you have read the headlines repeating like a depressing drumbeat. Working moms are not okay. Pandemic triples anxiety and depression symptoms in new mothers. Working moms are reaching the breaking point. Almost 1 million mothers have left the workforce, with Black mothers, Hispanic mothers, and single mothers among the hardest hit. Like, you know, those are the things that we talk about. And I think, you know, we just have to keep reinforcing to ourselves, like, if you feel crazy right now, if your children are extra crazy right now, if you're extra crazy right now.
Yeah, it's okay. I mean, it's okay. And I posted this article and the quote that I liked about it, it said, the impact is not just about mothers, fate is workers, though the economic fallout of these pandemic years might have lifelong consequences. The pandemic is also a mental health crisis for mothers that fervently needs to be addressed or at the very least acknowledged. And then I said underneath it, you know, acknowledgement would be nice, but equality, support, and policy change is what's needed. And I think the takeaway from that article for me also was just like realizing that, you know, moms have been put in this position where we have become everything, you know, where we are teaching, where we are, you know, and we're helping with homework and we're still trying to get them to exercise. We're coaches, we're teachers, we're psychologists, you know, and then we're still trying to work, especially single moms in that article.
I think someone should fire me as the psychologist. I don't think it's going well.
Me too. And I am a therapist, so I'm not really sure.
Yeah, I'm not. I think that job, I think they really need to replace the person in that position.
Yep. I think I need to replace them a lot.
From what I hear. Right.
I have become a really good cook though. I think I can keep that one.
See, my kids now, I try and follow a recipe. I don't know what it is. I'm not always great at it. Mescal is like Mr. Chef and they also, it's just like one more way for them to just be, you know, kind of idiots to me. So they're like, Mescal cooks better, which is fine. Cause then I'm off the hook. I mean, look, I make shitty food. So, you know,
I can order.
Yeah.
It's hard. And
cook is annoying of like, can I have, you know, eggs and bacon? Can I have cheese? I'm like, yo. No, this is not.
I will never do that. I never have done that. Like you get what you get. Yeah. You get what you get. Or, you know, if I was my mom, I'd dump it over your head. but because membership.
While wearing a negligee.
While wearing a negligee. You know, my mom liked that punishment. Weirdo.
Wearing a negligee and walking into your room?
That too.
Like, that's punishment enough.
I don't think she knew that was a punishment, but let me tell you.
Oh, poor Bon Bon.
That image stuck with me and my sister for a long time.
Wait, was it a short one or a long one?
She had multiple. Did not mean she had many. Let's.
I get it though. They're so, you know, I have like silk pajamas that I like to wear on occasion, but they're like pajamas. They're not like a negligee.
Yeah, I have pajamas, and just pajamas. Okay. Anyway. Sometimes they don't match. Anyway,
into Bon Bon's negligee choices. Cecilia, as we have discussed, mm-hmm. you are you've been blessed with the hair in this operation. Really, I have been like very, you know, lifeless, sort of dead.
You've got straight hair. You've got straight,
I have straight
hair.
Thin, baby, fine hair. I always have, mm-hmm. and it's not getting any better with aging. I'm just going to say it.
You also have had your hair styled a lot in your life.
That's true. I've had a lot of styling. There's been a lot of curlers,
yep.
heat rolls,
yep.
Sponge rollers, all of that. So I'm always looking for new products for my hair that can hopefully give it a little life.
Sure.
And I found one.
Ooh.
Pros.
What's that? That sounds awesome.
They're amazing. And they have, you know, it's a customizable hair care whole product line, right? Ooh. They create custom shampoos and conditioners based on your personal hair analysis and their algorithm. And their online quiz dives into every conceivable factor, like everything, including your zip code.
What?
Because environmental factors, like the type of water that your city has and the type of sun exposure you get and UV, all that kind of stuff plays a huge role in how healthy your hair is, right?
No idea.
Yeah, it totally includes that in your hair profile. So it's really, really helpful. It also stands by clean and responsible beauty. And you know how we love that. Mm-hmm. Every formula is sustainably sourced, cruelty-free, and they can accommodate almost any preference, including vegan, gluten-free, and more. So if you have, you know, specialty things that you need for your hair, you can absolutely find them at Pros. And, you know, it goes beyond just the initial quiz. Because with every order, Pros optimizes formula based on lifestyle and even seasonal changes. So humidity factor, I mean, I'm telling you, all of that stuff really does affect your hair. Every bottle is made to order and guarantees optimal freshness. It even has like a use by date. So you know that the products are fresh, they're custom designed for you, and they really help. My hair feels thicker. It feels like it's got more body to it. It takes curl a little bit easier. And I love their dry shampoo. It's like that spray powder stuff that goes right at your roots.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, it's amazing. And they have a pre-shampoo mask.
Oh, what?
So like that's kind of my like weekly hair treat is I put that on
before I
you know, shower and wash my hair. And then that helps the other products, the shampoo, the conditioner, and the dry shampoo. They all work together. And my hair, I actually feel like I have like a hairstyle. I mean, I don't know if I'd go that far, but it's thick and
it's really shiny. I do see that. You've got some very shiny hair. It looks.
It does. I have very shiny hair. It's got volume. Yep. Like,
see that?
It's really nice. And, you know, my water at my house is super dry and damaging. And I feel like Pros is really hydrating my hair.
Ooh, love
it's
that.
Been fantastic. So if you also want to try out Pros, look, they know that there is more to you than just your hair type. So Pros has given over 1 million consultations, I can say words, with their in-depth hair quiz, which is how I got started. The questions were super easy. It's like so simple to do, and it really tailors everything personally. With their algorithm, there's over 50 billion formula combinations.
Wow.
50 billion with a B.
Billion.
Like that's so many. So Whoa. It is absolutely specific to your hair type. Like I said, I love the shampoo, the pre-shampoo mask, the conditioner, and their dry shampoo is really, really awesome. And the best part is, if you're not 100% positive Pros is the best hair care you've ever had, they will take the products back, no question asked. Even though they're totally custom, you can just send it right back. Holy so God. Pros is the healthy hair regimen with your name all over it, literally. Take your free in-depth hair quiz and get 15% off your first order today. So go to pros.com/say this. That's PROSE.com/say this for your free in-depth hair quiz and 15% off. So you and your small little, well, not you, but you know, people like me and their small, fine little strands can have some volume.
Wow. I think your hair looks great and I'm going to go take the quiz right now. Well, here's what I notice more and more, and obviously I talked to you about it. Like, I'm super burnt out now as a therapist, which is a whole other crisis that's happening, and there's a lot of articles.
Yeah, I don't know how you're doing it, by the way.
I'm not doing it very well. I mean, I think I'm still doing my job really well, but my self-care is in the toilet. And so I have noticed, like, there are days that I'm, like, you know, prescribing every other mom that I work with, because more of my clients are moms. I have a few dads. That I'm like, what are you doing for self-care? And do you realize you're going to burn out and you have to take 20 minutes? And in my brain, I'm like, that's hilarious. You don't do any of that. Right. You know, like, the one thing I do no matter what.
Your yoga.
Is yoga. Yeah. I schedule that into my, I won't take clients during that time. I schedule it in, I do yoga.
I can't imagine what you'd be like without yoga. I imagine.
Oh, I don't.
Like a rabid alley cat that's sort of like terrified of everything and just hissing. Like, that's kind of what I would picture your demeanor to be without yoga.
I'm pretty sure if there wasn't for yoga now, I would have been like naked with my hair on fire, like running down the street, just being like, wah! Like, just, I don't
that's
think.
That's what the inside of my brain feels like most days.
That's how, yeah, me too.
Someone naked running, yeah.
No, I mean, there's this, you won't care because you don't want Doctor Who, but when there's a thing, what happens when like the doctors change over Time Lords, but they like literally kind of explode. And that's always the visual in my head of like how I feel, where I'm just like, my arms are up in the air and my head is basically exploding as I become somebody else. There's so much sadness right now in the world, and everybody feels like they can't, their sadness doesn't equate to other people's sadness. So it's like a lot
of, we all do this. I think I do it all the time, but I think we're all right now in this place of like, I can't complain about my day-to-day whatever because it's not as severe as this, or I can't, you know,
I
heard somebody say that recently. Somebody I know had posted about something about like, you know, I'm tired of hearing parents complain about parenting their kids right now during all that, you know. And it was like, you know, I mean, I sort of like, I get that, but at the same time, it's like, we're not complaining because we don't want them. We're complaining because this is an entirely new set of circumstances that we didn't.
Yeah. We didn't know. Yeah. We didn't.
I didn't sign up to homeschool my kids. And now here we, you know, it's a whole different thing.
Oh, wait, but I gotta call us out. Cause my friend Sid, who you've met,
we
keep saying homeschool, and she's like, she's a teacher. She's like, you're not homeschooling your kids. You're virtual learning. Sorry, Sid. Right. We're
virtual learning. Right.
Yeah. We're virtual learning.
We're attending class with their teacher who is teaching them.
Right.
I don't.
We're hoping that they're.
I think it's pretty evident at this point. I'm not teaching them fucking anything.
Yeah. Me neither. Well, you might be teaching them some sort of, you know, fight skills. I don't know where they learned.
Yeah. Apparently they're teaching, you know, like underground fight club. First fight club.
You should probably, yeah, you better teach them that rule. You really fucked up there.
I've got Tyler Durden living in my house. I swear to God, if they start making soap, I'm going to be really concerned.
You're going to be in big trouble. It's a lot. I mean, honestly, it's a lot. And what I was talking to a client today who has a multi-generational household.
That is extremely stressful.
Extremely stressful, and a sick husband for that matter, and twins, because why not? And she was saying how, you know, her mom who lives there is constantly like, well, this is the gig, this is parenting. Like, you know, you guys complain and this is parenting. And she was like, I feel like there needs to be a moratorium on that in the pandemic.
Right.
Like, you lose the whole, I had to walk both ways uphill in the snow. When you've never done this, what we're doing, And I do think that's also part of the parenting anxiety. It's that so much of what we do as parents, we turn to our parents or at least to parental figures to figure that out.
To do something to like, what do I do in this situation? You know, what to expect when you're parenting during a pandemic? No one's written that book yet.
No, I mean, I don't personally know anyone that was alive in the Spanish flu. So, you know, like, I don't know how to... I don't know what to do.
And it's not like they were, you know, distance learning.
Yeah, exactly.
Right. Yeah, like, I mean, you know, they were just trying not to get tuberculosis in the factory. Really.
I mean,
so it's not really comparable, but yeah, I do think there needs, you know, it's not, this isn't the gig.
No.
I mean, yes, having kids and having to take it, you know, obviously it's the gig, but it's, there's no roadmap. So it feels extra scary. And I know myself, I vacillate between, fuck it, none of this matters. Like, it's just a year of like, you know what, we're in survival mode, fuck it. Like, world's on fire. We're just surviving this. And that's kind of what the most important thing is. And I do believe that. Me but too. Then I go back and I swing the other way to like, oh my God, you've got to really buckle down and do the best right now with your work because you're already missing so much.
But everyone's missing.
I know. But that, like, if you don't get this done properly, like, you're really going to be, you know, and so I vacillate between, like, wanting them to just do everything perfectly and, like, why isn't this going perfect to, like, I don't, you know what, let's just go live in a yurt in the woods. Like, I, you know, it's because I don't know which one's the better choice. I don't know if it's better to be, you know, and whatever. And I don't know if it's more, you know, beneficial to them to be like, you know what, look, it doesn't matter. Like,
I think it's both. I think you do the best you can on the on whichever day, whenever you can. Yeah, I also think like, you know, to somebody, you know, whoever was posting, like, I'm sick of hearing about parents bitching about their kids or, you know, complaining about parenting their kids in the pandemic.
Well, they obviously don't listen to this podcast. That's for sure.
Apparently not. I think the bigger issue there is that what people don't really understand is that it's not that we don't want to do it. It's not the day to day. I mean, and it's the burnout and the other stuff that we've talked about, but it's also like, you know, our main job as parents is to protect our children and to do the best that we can for them. And right now that feels impossible. Right. We know what they're losing out on. We don't know what's going to happen. We don't know what is happening with their mental health and how this is going to affect them later. We don't know how it's going to affect
them. It feels like I'm watching, like I'm just handing over my kid's childhood.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I think a lot of parents are feeling like that. And that, like that realization, I think has only recently started hitting me of like, oh, this is change. This is going to affect, like, you know, and it's like, oh shit. Yeah.
Yeah.
And there's nothing you can do about it.
No.
That's just, it is what it is. And we're all collectively having to figure that out. But, you know, what I really liked about this article was that it was really calling attention to like, we've been coasting along now for some time, sort of trying to figure this out. We've hit a breaking point with parents and kids. Like we're not, this is no longer, and it also is living in this gray area of, are we going back at the end? Are we not? I don't, you know, and the kids feel that and they're super stressed. And, you know, it sucks as a parent when your kid asks you like, am I going to be able to, I already have both the girls saying like, are my birthday parties going to be like this? Like Zoe's like, I'm turning 13. Please tell me my birthday isn't going to be like this again.
You know, again,
first world problems, birthdays, get it.
Right. But they don't have a concept of first world problems anyway, and they're already so hormonal and there's all the other stuff.
And it's bigger than that. No, but regardless, you know, I mean, look, I haven't worked in a long time. Like I'm not exactly like, you know, hiring ponies to be wandering around my kids' birthday parties either. You know, I'm making homemade cake and we're doing it small, but it's the realization as a parent of that. I would do anything to save you from the disappointment. And we're just in a world of disappointment right now.
Yeah.
And it's not just them. I'm disappointed. Like, you know, everyone around me is disappointed at the loss of whatever. And I don't have an answer. And I hate not having an answer to anything, but I especially don't like not being able to reassure them. You know, it's really terrifying.
Well, and at one point we'd be like, you know, I used to be able to say to them, listen, at some point there'll be a vaccine and then it'll be, and then, you know, the vaccine rollout's been slow. And then as soon as the vaccine actually was like getting rolled out, all of a sudden there's one variant that is, you know, not working.
Right.
Now there's two, now there's three, now there's four. And it's like, I don't even want to say to them.
I don't even, right. I'm like, I can't even.
you know, like I'm not.
We don't have to because this is
no, what I won't. Like, I'm not like you're going back in September. I don't say that anymore. I'm like,
I just go, I don't know. I don't know is my favorite answer. Yeah. I don't know.
Figure it out somehow. We're together. Yeah. And I try to remind them and myself, like, listen, I have a place to live. I have food, you know, they have shelter. They have people that love them. Like we have devices where they can speak to their friends.
Like all in all, like the things are, and you know, I love the analogy of that. We're in the same storm, but we're not in the same boat.
Yeah.
You know?
Yes.
Some of us are in life preservers. You know what I mean? Like yeah. It varies. It really does. But I think, you know, we want to talk about this and just keep driving home to all those moms out there. Like, if you feel like you're going crazy, if you feel like your kids are going crazy, if you, you know, all that stuff, you, yes, yes, yes. And I think that really, I think for a lot of people, one of the big wake-ups was at the end of the year when all of the jobs lost in December were women. Yep. And people went, oh, and it started, like, I've seen several articles since then talking about the economic, and because of course, not until it affects the economy, is, you know, anyone,
yeah.
But, you know, about the economic impact of losing all these, you know, working moms and all this kind of stuff. So whenever I just try and read that stuff as much as possible, not to drive myself further insane, but to read the things that people are talking about to know, because I constantly am having to remind myself that I'm not alone in this feeling of insanity, and all the little things feel just so much bigger and stupider.
Yeah.
Like so much.
Yep.
You know, if it were a Saturday night and, you know, one of my kids was locked in the bathroom, but they were going to school Monday, I might not be as concerned. But now I'm like, is this going to be an every weekend thing? Are you guys
right?
Just,
right.
You know,
well, and they have each other. And that's the thing. It's like, you know, you're like, oh God, that you guys are all you have. Like, please remember that. Cause I do think about parents that have only children. And I think that's so much harder for their emotional well-being. Like, I do feel like even when our kids fight, thank God you guys have someone to fight with. That's at least in your age group. And it's not just me.
No, I was an only child. I grew up quite peacefully.
But you weren't in a pandemic. If it was just you and Janice and Sam and you couldn't go anywhere and you didn't have any other kids to talk to.
I mean, I was bored, but I spent a lot of time by myself. I liked doing my own. I mean, I have a problem. You know what? I remember it that way, but my mom was probably like, you fucking bugged me every day to have someone come over and said you were bored.
I was going to say, and you were working and you were social.
Right. Like, yeah, exactly. Never mind. I'm just going to shut up and not even talk. So,
just, you know, again, we don't have anything to compare it to. This, as Harper pointed out, was it, a couple weeks where she's like, you've already lived your life. And I was like, thanks.
You're like, thanks. Oh, I'm just on my way out.
I have to sing the praises of Pipette right now. Again, I just have to, you know,
Their moisturizer and lotion is so incredible.
It's amazing. And, you know, with running the Mama Group, I like want to be able to know what's going on all the time with different products. And just the other day, somebody posted and they were looking for a clean baby and mom care brand, you know, because sometimes it's easier to have the same stuff that your baby's using. And why not?
Right?
On your baby, you're going to put it on yourself. And right away, I was like, ah, I got it. It's Pipette. It's so good. I mean, every parent wants what's best for their kid, you know? So why wouldn't you use the safest product that's out there and it's dedicated to sensitive baby skin? Pipette has quickly become a customer favorite for its ultra gentle baby lotions and oils and washes. Like you said, I've been using it. I've noticed a big difference. My skin is so smooth. I love it. And right now, you can score 30% off of its entire collection of personal care items. That is 30% off. You cannot beat 30% off. I'm sorry.
That's incredible. And you know, B has even been using it because her knuckles, she like kind of wrings her hands a lot and her knuckles and her hands get really dry.
Wow.
And from, you know, hand washing and all that stuff.
Yeah.
Her hands, she's like, oh my gosh, mom, they feel so much better. Like they're not red. They're not itchy. It's really, really great. So even, you know, my 10-year-old is using it.
Well, and so, and Lulu is also using it because she gets eczema. And Pipette's products are also EWG verified. They're vegan, they're hypoallergenic, sustainable, and pediatrician and dermatologist approved. I've noticed a big difference with Lulu's skin. Like as soon as it looks like she's getting a little rash, I put some on there, and there you go.
And you know what it has.
I do, word, and I know you're gonna say it.
My go little ahead. Third word, the squalene. Mm-hmm. So when babies are born, like I always say, when babies are born, their skin is coated with that weird sort of creamy substance called the vernix, which has natural protection for their skin for newborns in the first few hours after birth. Well, it's the vernix is rich with this ultra hydrating molecule called squalene. And that is what Pipette puts in its baby products. So it's like your body is creating the squalene to totally moisturize yourself. It's amazing.
Yeah. And squalene is not to be confused with Jolene, like we've said, because, you know,
right.
Could, don't name your baby squalene. I just don't really feel like it's good for a while, but you know, if you want to try Pipette, and you absolutely should, visit pipettebaby.com and get 30% off with Say This. Again, that's Pipette, P-I-P-E-T-T-E, baby.com and get 30% off with code Say This.
So much squalene.
So much squalene. There was another article. I don't think it's in this one because when I went down the rabbit hole of reading about
we should post these articles up on our Facebook too.
I will. Yeah, I will put some up because they're really good. And there's been a lot written over the last month specifically about moms and mental health. And I don't think it's that article, but certainly one of them has one of the moms that they talked to. I think it was like four different moms they talked to, maybe five. Mm-hmm. And one of them had established a primal scream with her child every morning. And like, she'd walk out, you know, he's already awake. The computer's on, but class hasn't started. And she'd just look at him and she'd go, ah, and then he would do it back. Ah, and they would
it
be
feels
like,
great. Yeah. You just got to get it out.
Today. Like, and I was like, that's a really, really good idea.
Yeah.
Like, that's a really good idea.
I had a friend that actually, that was in the protest community, Lord Blobby. I think you've seen him, who would go out with the auto tune on the speakerphone or on the
microphone.
And he had a thing every morning. He'd go, he lived, you know, and he'd go to the beach and scream into the void.
Love it.
Crazy, like, that, you know, and other people would like send in ideas, things they wanted him to scream into the void, whatever. And I would watch it like in the mornings and be like, yes. So it was just screaming at the ocean. It changed nothing. It did not, but it felt like such a release. And I was like, yeah. Sometimes you just got to scream.
Well,
you
know? And I think that's the other thing is that, and I realize, you know, I'm not practicing self-care the way I should be, but
yeah, you're not.
Yoga, I do think that everybody, every mom and dad, I don't want to take it away from dads. I know that dads are struggling too.
Yes.
You need to find something as your release. In one way or the other, I don't care if it's taking a walk. I've told moms, I'm like, if you only can be alone for 20 minutes to take a drive in the car without your kids, take a drive in the car. Like, just be alone. Go to the ocean. Put your feet in the ocean. If you've got that.
I wandered my neighborhood at times. Like, in the beginning when it was all, I was like, I need to go just walk for 15 minutes. And like, that was it.
Mask up and go out. I just bought a bike. We're going to go bike riding.
Oh, yes. I can't wait.
Me too. I mean, and that is certainly, and that's the, you know, not to be too yogi, but like, that's the practice of yoga, is to get on your mat and get into your body and out of your head so that it all doesn't feel so overwhelming. Because in the end, all we have control over is our reactions to things. We don't really have much control over any of the rest of it. We want to believe we do, but if anything has shown us anything in this pandemic, it's that we do not.
That's what I always say. Stay in your hula hoop. Anything outside of the little hula hoop, that's it. You don't have control over it. Just stay in your hula hoop.
I love that a lot. I'm going to give a huge shout out to my yoga teacher as per usual, but Jenny Brill, honest to God, every payment I make to her on Venmo, I like write something stupid, but almost always I'm like, I would be a lot more crazy if it wasn't for you. I mean, I'm fucking crazy.
I would like to thank Jenny Brill because I can actually be around you and do a show with you. Thanks to her.
I mean, seriously. And Tiffany Frazier is the other teacher I use, which is awesome. She's awesome.
So first off, our yoga teachers are amazing.
Yes.
Like, that is like physical exercise. All of that has been key.
Mm-hmm.
We were talking about how all the little bullshit is even bigger these days, right?
Yes. So, oh, you have an airing of grievances.
I have an airing of grievance. a complaint has been submitted to management.
Okay. Okay.
Today.
Uh-oh.
Over the disbursement of the one leftover apple pie biscuit that Mescal had made.
It comes to me.
Well, it's
you
gone.
Should have told that.
It was one. Okay, it was one left because I ate the other one last night. we're not going to talk about that. So anyway, so B this morning is all cuddled up next to me on the couch, of course, right? And she goes, "Mom, can I have that last apple biscuit?" I'm like, "Oh yeah, sure, okay." I'm thinking like Zoe had a, you know, whatever. Again, I'm a horrible parent, and I was being unfair. So later on, I get cornered by Zoe. You said she could have the last apple biscuit. That's so not fair. But I said, okay, fine. You guys can split it. Split.
Perfect.
It.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, these children basically wanted me to pull out like a food scale and a millimeter measuring stick to divide a biscuit and apple pie filling. Okay. I cut it, like, first of all, trying to get, we had a discussion about which way the biscuit had to be turned so that it would actually be true half, because it was a little misshapen. So, like, what does that account for? Is it's kind of a little sticking out on this side, but, like, right. So, I had to make sure I cut it in the right middle. So, I start to do that, and then I'm, like, dividing it up, and then there's, I can't believe this was, I can't believe you're giving her more of the apple pie filling. I'm like, I'm not. I get this one. It was...
Oh my God.
Like a pea-sized drop of apple pie filling that they were arguing over. Okay.
Eat it.
So then they're eating, they eat the thing, they're happy. But the whole time, B, did she get more? She got more. I divided it up. Nobody got more than anybody. It's fine. I did it. It's fine. Totally equal. Well, Zoe, I had grabbed a piece of chocolate out of the cabinet thinking it was mine because that was going to be my treat. It was accidentally Zoe's. So I put it back over on the counter. And then I asked her, later on, I was like, "Zoe, is this your chocolate?" She was like, "Oh, yeah, that's mine." I'm like, "Okay." I put it on the table.
Mm-hmm.
And then I turn around. I'm like, wait, you're eating the apple biscuit. You don't need that. A hunk has been broken off. She shoves the whole hunk into her mouth, right? B loses it.
Oh, my God.
She got chocolate, too? And the apple pie? So I'm like, dude, I said, get over it. She did it. She shoved it in her mouth. I was like, I don't know what to tell you. I'm trying. So cut to later in the afternoon. All their stuff's getting packed up. They're getting ready to leave for their dads. And B goes, "Mom, can I have a hug?" I go, yeah. As she's hugging me, she goes, "You know, it's really unfair that Zoe got an extra piece of chocolate. Can I have some chocolate too?" I was like, "Are you?"
My God.
She's like, "I just think it's unfair."
Well,
I was like, great.
Life's unfair.
That was, yeah, but my airing of grievance was literally a hunk of chocolate that Zoe shoved into her mouth was a point of contention for hours later that it was really unfair that Zoe got that extra piece of chocolate.
Let me tell you right now.
After the haggling over a fucking biscuit.
You are so much more patient than me. If my kids started haggling over a biscuit like that, I would have picked up both pieces and licked them and shoved them in my face in front of them. I would have eaten them. Fuck that. That's ridiculous.
He's broken me. I don't even have the energy to do it anymore. Really?
Yeah, I feel pretty broken's a good, that's a good
word. I mean, we're losing it over biscuits. That's what's happening now. Biscuit haggling. That's what it is.
Well, I have an airing of grievance, kind of. I have an airing of grievance, but I can do that now or I can save it for later. I also have a wild parenting fail.
Let's do a parenting fail.
So I'm going to preface this by saying.
Parenting fail.
I know that I have a problem. Here's what has started to happen. Like, so Harper and I stay up later. Lulu goes to bed earlier than Harper, obviously, because she's much younger than Harper. Harper and I have like a little tradition now of like watching a show together. We binge watch, we usually watch like an episode or two of something. She's been like getting me to watch different shows recently before I've gotten her to watch it. It was her turn to pick. She picked the show Rain, which is not really appropriate for her, and B, terrible. Like, it's terrible. It's so bad and embarrassing. And like, but it's like one of those things that for a while I just like couldn't look away from because it's like just awful. It's Mary Queen of, it's all about like Mary Queen of Scots kind of, but it's not historically accurate in any way whatsoever. And the only reason I got as far as I did in it is because Megan Follows is in it, who is the original Anne of Green Gables and I love her. Okay. It's terrible. So here's what's happening. Because Harper and I spend so much time together and she's a teenager and she's smart and funny. And I forget sometimes that she is my daughter and she is 14. Right. And things that I would say if I was like sitting on the couch next to you will occasionally pop out of my mouth. This one happened to be a really bad one. So we were watching Rain. I can't stop making fun of the show. It's just god awful. It's embarrassing and stupid. One of the characters is trying to like entice another character to come back and like get out of danger. Right. So she's like, you know, in her bat, you know, her British accent, she's just all like, if you come back with me, I'll save you, blah, blah, blah. You know, like, just come back to the room, come back to the room. And it's all to like save this other character. And all of a sudden, before I can stop myself, I, out of my mouth comes, you can put it up my butt.
Oh, and yet again, Celia brings it
back to the butt. Now, Harper swears I said ass. I don't think I did. I think I said butt, but either way, it doesn't matter. Like, I said this, like, I don't, and as soon as I did it, I just like, hear Harper go, oh, and I just went, oh, and then
I Christ, me too. That's what's happening.
Like, I just made a mean sex joke to my 14-year-old. What in the hell is wrong with me? Like, this is where I'm at, where I'm just like, well.
I blame the show. I blame that it was a bad show, and you were just trying to make it entertaining with a good joke.
Exactly. It would have been good if it was you. I shouldn't have said it with her. I'm like at the point where I'm like, I may as well just let this kid watch Outlander. I mean, honestly.
Oh, God. Like, oh, God. No. Right. Yeah, no.
I mean, but it's that, you know, I'm like, that's where we're at. And then she started me watching something yesterday. Now I don't know what the hell it's called, but I was enjoying it. But the whole time I was like, this is really good. But also, I don't feel like she should be watching this. But she already watched it.
She's also 14 and in high school. It's a little bit different now.
No.
But I applaud your ability to constantly bring it back to the butt stuff.
What butt stuff? Let me just, you know, whatever.
Well, speaking of butt stuff, that was just one of my poorly timed transitions. If you guys, please don't email us about anything like that. But if you guys would like to email us about your parenting fails, fan mail, we're all full up on hate mail. So thanks so much. what else? If you want to follow us on Instagram, whatever, you can follow the podcast at Never Thought I'd Say This on Facebook and Instagram. You can follow my personal account, which is at Jody Sweeten on Instagram, Twitter, and I think it's the official Jody Sweeten on Facebook. And where can they find you, Celia?
Celia. I'm at the Celia Behar on Instagram. You know, you can't find me on Facebook. Please don't. You'll be bored out of your mind anyway. And that's pretty much
it. Yeah, and if you want to email us, our email address is neverthoughtid@protonmail.com. Well, ladies and gentlemen, moms and dads.
I think I'm having a hot flash right now.
Oh, boy. We better end this quick. All right. Thank you for tuning in to another episode of Never Thought I'd Say This and listening to our hilarious rantings. And remember, you guys, keep killing the parenting game.
And not your kids.
Or their butts.
You were going to say that.
Never Thought I'd Say This is a co-production by Audioboom and Main Event Media.